Some scientists are stars in their field, people like Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, Marie Curie. Françoise Barre-Sinoussi is more than a star. She's the Meryl Streep of retroviral research. Françoise Barre-Sinoussi works at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, and with her team there, she discovered the HIV virus in 1983. Barre-Sinoussi was in Seattle last week to talk with scientists and researchers who are working on an HIV cure. Jeannie Andel met her at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. Barre-Sinoussi says early on, doctors and researchers were incredibly naive about the virus. But even when they didn't know much about it, hope and progress came from some remarkable scientific collaborations.
I used to say that research on HIV, science on HIV, is really the best example of translational research. A lot of mobilization, international mobilization also, a lot of collaboration competition, but also collaboration between the basic scientists, the clinical researchers, the patients themselves, I mean, community. That was the first disease, I think, to my knowledge, where it has been so much relationship and collaboration between patients and scientists. For me, I'm a PhD. This was the first time in my life that I was in direct contact with the people living with the disease.
In what other ways was working on HIV and AIDS different from what you first expected?
The fact that this disease was affecting very young patients, around 30 years old, you know, and they were really devastated by this disease relatively rapidly, even if we knew that without any treatment, it was about 10 years of life with the infection. It was really awful, by the way. People that were young, appearing very old, and that was really terrible. I mean, for me as a scientist, and I think we all felt the same thing at that time, it was a tragedy. It was a tragedy because we were starting to be very close from those people living with this disease. We became friends. We were, you know, they started to organize themselves in communities, in NGOs. We were participating to their activities. They were helping us. And we all have lost friends. And we knew as researchers that it will take time to develop treatment, to develop a vaccine. So it was a conflict somehow that between the professional aspect, let's say, and the human being aspect. And that has been very hard.
Françoise Barre-Sinoussi is the director of the Regulation of Retroviral Infections Unit at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. I talked with her last week at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Institute. Dr. Barre-Sinoussi has been at the forefront of research on HIV and AIDS for more than 30 years. So I asked her why, after 3 decades, there's still no vaccine or cure for HIV or AIDS.
It's a very complex issue because you have a virus that is changing. Everybody knows about HIV variability, and this is a very big obstacle, but it's not the only obstacle. We have.
I will stop you. I'm sorry. I don't actually understand much about HIV viability. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, that means that each person that is infected by HIV is not infected by one virus, but by subpopulation, let's say, of viruses that are all slightly different from each other. They are all from the same family, of course, but they are genetically a little bit different from each other. So that means that the immune system is trying, you know, to fight against one strain, but immediately there is another variant that appears. And the immune system is trying to fight, but there is another variant that appears. So it's a fight between the host response and the infection because of this variation. So this is a big challenge. I think it's the only infection where you have a virus that are affecting each of the actors of our own defense. We have to go very fast because the virus is going very fast. I'm quite optimistic for the future. It has been very difficult. It has been a lot of what the public are thinking is failure. For us, the scientists, is not failure because we are learning. Even from negative data, we are always learning. So I'm confident for the future. And it's a reason, by the way, that I'm here. I mean, there is a meeting of one of these collaboratories called DFEAT, where there are scientists that were not involved in the past in HIV research, but working in cancer, working in bone marrow transplantation, that are now working together with HIV experts to try to develop cell and gene therapy for the future. So I think it's a right direction to go. It's really to put all our expertise, basic scientists working against with clinical researchers, as in the early years of HIV research we did. We have also a new generation of scientists, very enthusiastic. And this is a good point for the future as well.
You've been working on retroviruses your entire career. You've been working on HIV since 1983. Why are you still doing this?
Oh, for the simple reason that unfortunately there are still people living with HIV. And I'm still seeing today people dying from this disease. So it's part of my responsibility. And I also, because I realize that the work that we are making for HIV is not only for HIV. HIV is also a tool somehow to understand better the immune system, to understand better how to develop a vaccine for HIV, but not only for HIV. You know, there is many other infections for which we do not have a vaccine today. And we are learning. We are learning, HIV is making us learning and for cancer, learning for other disease. So it's just, I'm continuing because I'm a scientist. And like all the scientists, we continue because it's our life to try to improve the life of others.
Françoise Barre-Sinoussi is a retrovirus researcher at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. She's credited with discovering the HIV virus in 1983. Dr. Barre-Sinoussi spoke with my colleague, Jeannie Yandel. I'm Marcy Silman, and you're listening to The Record on KUOW.